The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
I'll get the door. Just a second. I'm on my way. Just a moment. Yes?
Mr. Sales, you've got to help me. It's my husband. He thinks he's my Uncle Ben.
Your husband thinks he's your Uncle Ben?
Yes.
Well, why don't you take him to a psychiatrist?
I would, but I'm cooking Chinese tonight, and I need the rice.
All right. It's not raining inside. Everybody's going to have a good time. Here we go. 2 hours. So you just sit back, relax, and just go right with us. Here we go. What a smile on your face. Yeah, that's right. Okay, sing it out nice and loud now. Everybody together now. Let me hear you. Okay, count it off, girl. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Hi,
from New York, where women wear Walkmans and doormen walk dogs, it's the Snoopy Sales Moldy Oldies Show, starring Snoopy Sales, with Darryl B. Mordecai, the award-winning NBC Rhythm and Blues Band, and me, I'm Ray Dariano. And now, here's Chuck Berry's best bowling buddy, Snoopy Sales!
Oh, yeah!
Thank you, Ray!
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody!
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, and welcome to the Moldy Oldies Show. And today we're going to hear songs that went to number one. We've also got music from this week in Moldy Oldie history.
Uh-huh.
And I'm really excited because you know this is Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah,
so we're going to kick off the summer right here on the Moldy Oldies Show with lots of summer songs.
Wow.
And hey, Ray, before we do anything, did you hear what happened downstairs at the bank yesterday afternoon?
No, what happened?
Well, some guy comes in and shoves a note to the teller, Amelia.
Oh, man, what did the note say?
It said, this is a stick up, hand over your cash.
And what did Amelia do?
Well, she wrote a note and shoved it back to him.
What did her note say?
It said, straighten your tie, stupid. We're taking your picture.
Oh, that's the wildest thing I've ever heard about a bank.
Are you kidding? I remember once in Huntington, West Virginia, when I was living there, a hold-up guy comes into the bank and says to Miss Williams, the teller, says, give me all that money in a bag.
Yeah, and what did your friend Miss Williams say?
She said, here, take the books, too. I'm $50,000 short.
Summertime.
It's Moldy Oldie from August 1958 from the Jamies, a group from Dorchester, Massachusetts, led by Tom Jamieson. That's Summertime, Summertime. That song never went higher than number 26 on the chart. I'll get the door. I wonder who's at the door. Just a second. I'm on my way. Oh.
Yo, Soupy, who called the cop?
Hey, it's Mike the cop.
Hey, guys,
how are you?
Well, I'll tell you, the city just announced plans to distribute a tourist summer survival kit.
A tourist summer survival kit?
Yeah, it's a plan to protect tourists. It has street maps printed on Band-Aids.
No.
Yeah, and they're going to make unlimited credit at the blood bank.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, and they're also going to give out fountain pens filled with tear gas, but who can read it? I'll see you mugs later.
Okay.
We're kicking off the summer here on Snoopy Sales Moldy Oldie Show. This is a top five hit from 1963. Martha and the Vandellas with Heat Wave.
Yeah.
Summer day.
the Family Stone, number 2 from October 1969. Yeah. Hot fun in the summertime as we kick off the start of summer here on the Moldy Oldie Show.
Believe it or don't.
Girls, watch out for summer romances. Remember, the only thing you can trust in pants is a lamb chop. Group who played what they call skiffle music. Woo! Mungo Jerry with the In the Summertime. Yeah. It hit number 3 in 1970. Stick around now, because we've got more Moldy Oldies coming up. And in the next segment, I'll be playing the new hit recorded by the florist of New York titled This Bud's for You.
And stay with us for music from this week in Moldy Oldie history. And we'll hear about the meanest woman I know when Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies returns.
The Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies Show is brought to you by Flintstones. America's kids are Flintstones kids, 10 million strong and growing.
Ma, look, these pants shrunk over the winter.
Wrong, big guy, you stretched.
Which reminds me, you forgot to take this.
My Flintstones?
Uh-huh.
What's that got to do with stretching?
Everything. Flintstones has vitamins like A and C to help you grow and be healthy. Calcium, too.
Need to help me stretch out of that pink hairy sweater Grandma gave me.
We are Flintstones kids. 10 million strong and growing.
Come on up to the back. Share a beer.
There are many good imported beers in this world, but your neighbor to the north brews one of the best, Labatt's, North America's great beer.
Come on up to the taste of Labatt's.
Take care, Labatt's. Come on up to the best, Labatt's.
Labatt Importers, Darien, Connecticut.
Welcome back to the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show, and here's your host, Soupy Sales.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. In this segment, we're going to hear songs that went to number one during this week in Moldy Oldie history.
Right.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Fink Brothers Pictures.
Right.
Hey, Godfather 1 turned a nation on its ear. Godfather 2 turned that same nation on its other ear. Now, when you're out of ears, comes the movie of the decade, The Godmother, from Fink Brothers Pictures.
Oh.
The Godmother tells the story of a young Italian mother who's forced into a life of crime when her beloved husband, Gino, is kidnapped by a touring basketball team and is forced to wear short pants and dribble nightly in front of total strangers. The Godmother stars Horace Hite, Betty White, Ted Knight, Mr. Wright, and features Wacko, the Wonder Chicken, as Melissa. See a terrified Mamma Mia shout, "Don't take my child." Hear a tired father also shout, "Go ahead, take the kid. Give me some peace already." Whatever you do, do try and see The Godmother when it strong arms its way onto a screen in a Fink Brothers theater near you.
Yeah!
Mother-in-law, 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 mother-in-law. The worst person I know. Mother-in-law, mother-in-law. Oh, she worried me so. Mother-in-law, mother-in-law. If she leave us alone, oh, we would have a happy home.
This week in 1961, woo! Ernie Cato from New Orleans and Mother-in-Law. That was his only hit. I'll get the door. I wonder who's at the door. Just a second. I'll get it. I'm on my way. Just a moment.
Hey, you guys, it's Marvin the Barber.
Hey, it's Marvin the Barber. How are you, Marvin?
Feeling all right. Not feeling too good myself.
Please don't sing, Marvin.
Sure thing, Superman. I tell you, the show today is great.
Funny isn't the word. You always say that.
Well, come on, sit in the old chair. Let me get at it, huh?
Marvin, I'm a little busy right now.
It's now or never.
Please quit singing, Marvin. I'm on the air. Wait in the office.
What is it? Farm Aid? You remember Farm Aid?
Certainly funny I remember Farm Aid. That was a big concert.
Yeah. I was the barber at Farm Aid. Me, Marvin, the barber. You like B.B. King?
I love B.B. King. I saw his performance at Farm Aid. He was great.
I said, B.B. King, you are the king of music. I said, what does B.B. stand for? How blues, baby? I said, blues, baby, king, sit in the chair, I'll do my thing. You know what he said to me?
Marvin, I'm on the air. Wait in the office.
Bob Dylan, you know him, Bob Dylan. I said, hey, you're a legend, you're a poet, you're an artist, you're a mess. Look at you. You write that song, Blowing in the Wind, about your hands. Take off that bandana, I'll cut that stuff. You know what he said?
Marvin, I'm on the air. Wait in the office.
Glenn Campbell, I said, Glenn, win. By the time I get to Phoenix, you'll be hairy. Then I asked him point blank, is the Wichita lineman still on the line? You know what he said to me?
Marvin, I'm on the air. Wait in the office.
No, he said the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
Marvin, I really don't need a haircut today.
Okay, Soupy, but can I ask you something?
Sure, Marvin.
Well, I thought maybe I could start a new feature on the show.
What kind of feature?
Well, I get a lot of letters here at the station from people asking me for my advice, and I thought I could read one on the air maybe if it was okay with you, huh?
Well, that sounds okay, Marvin. Let's try. Go ahead, read the letter.
Thanks, Soupy. Marvin's mailbag.
Forget the theme song, Marvin. Just read the letter.
Well, I thought a theme song would get people in the mood.
Read the letter or we'll get you out of here.
And now the letter. Dear Marvin the Barber, I know you're a barber, probably the best haircutter in the business. Besides that, you're smart, so maybe you can solve my problem. Something is wrong with my chickens. Every morning when I wake up, I find two or three chickens lying dead on the ground, cold and stiff with their feet in the air. Can you tell me what's the matter? Signed, Concerned Farmer.
Wow, what do you think's the matter, Marvin?
Dear Concerned Farmer, I say your chickens are dead.
Would you get out of here?
I'm gonna be sad. I think it's today.
Don't care.
Come join the week back in 1970. Woo. Randy Bachman and Burton Cummings, the Guess Who, a Canadian band singing about an American woman. I'll get it. Hello?
Hello, Soupy. It's me, Shirley.
Yes, Shirley. How are you?
I'm in Washington. I'm not coming until tomorrow. We've grounded here because of the weather.
Oh, that's too bad. Anything I can do for you?
Oh, you could water my plants when you get home.
Okay, that's no problem.
Some friends here told me they heard your radio show.
Oh, yeah? Do they get my show in Washington?
They hear it. I don't know if they get it.
Okay, Shirley. I'll water your plants. Okay. Oh, listen. One more thing. When I watered your plants last week, I noticed that you had a jar of bees on the mantle.
Oh, yes. It's a hobby with me, collecting bees. I've been doing it for weeks now.
Shirley, all those bees in that glass jar on the mantle. Those bees will suffocate. That jar has a lid on it.
Oh, what do I care? It's only a hobby.
Goodbye, Shirley.
Goodbye, Soupy. It's only a hobby.
All right, Shirley. Goodbye.
Along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down the river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire a musket, still we looked them in the eyes. We held our fire till we seemed to face as well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept them coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it. Well, down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles, and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down, so we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind, and when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles, and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch it. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
When he was working in Alaska, they called him the Singing Fisherman. Johnny Horton, and a number one from this week in 1959, the Battle of New Orleans. So you stay with us now for more great moldy oldies. And coming up in the next segment, Wild Kingdom's Marlon Perkins will be here to tell us about that terrifying night he went temporarily berserk and French kissed a bull elephant.
And we've got one-hit wonders and a man with a license to kill. When Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies returns.
We're going to make your summer hotter than ever with Lily. She's innocence run wild. Dusty, who's nicer than he'd like to be. Meg, more eager than she ought to be. And Holden, he's always ready and willing. Nothing can beat the heat of passion. Feel it weekdays on As the World Turns, 1:30 Eastern, 12:30 Central on CBS TV.
We're back on the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies Show, and here's Soupy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you very much. This segment, we've got music from this week in Moldy Oldie history. Ray, what happened in Moldy Oldie history this week?
Okay, this week, 1953. Sir Edmund Hillary scaled Mount Everest for the very first time.
Uh-huh.
How about that?
And the same week that year, fast food restaurant in Syracuse serves a boomerang sandwich that becomes so popular, customers keep returning for more.
How about this week in 1964? That was the week when A.J. Foyt set an Indy 500 record. His average speed was over 147 miles an hour.
Wow. In that same week, Marvin Poole falls into his own last name and drowns.
I remember that.
Yeah.
How about 1965? Remember that? This was the week that the Rolling Stones appeared on the TV show Shindig. And you know who else was on there? Jackie DeShannon and Sonny and Cher.
Oh, yeah. And that same week, Long Island dentist put silver into a patient's mouth, and the Lone Ranger sues. Number four from the summer of 1964.
Yeah.
Bits and Pieces. It was this week in 1964 when the Dave Clark Five played on the Ed Sullivan Show. And it was this week in 1963 when a character created by writer Ian Fleming made his movie debut. His name was,
Bond. James Bond.
Goldfinger.
Good evening, 007.
My name is James Bond.
Who are you?
My name is Bond. James Bond. By the way, my name is Bond.
Never mind that. Please take me to the nearest garage.
This never happened to the other fella.
Thank you.
Association and Wendy. That song was released this week in 1967. It stayed on the charts for 13 weeks and went all the way to number one.
Right.
I'll get it. Hello?
Soupy baby, how are you, babe?
Hey, it's my agent, Murray.
Yeah, Murray the A.
Yeah, what's new, Murray?
Everything is great. I just signed up a new client to my stable of superstars.
A new client?
Yeah, Frankie Blade.
Frankie Blade?
Yeah, he's a sword swallower. And it ain't no trick. This guy really swallows swords.
Really? Doesn't that give him any trouble?
Well, when he sits down, he has a little trouble getting up.
Murray.
Yeah, babe.
Don't do those lines.
Love you, babe.
Song entered the charts for the first time this week in 1967. Soul Finger from the Barcade.
Yeah!
They were a Memphis band who backed up Otis Redding on a couple of records. Right now, let me bring up to the moldy oldie microphone a man who's been with me for years, a talented musician, a gifted performer, the leader of the award-winning NBC Rhythm and Blues Band. Ladies and gentlemen, let's have a nice round of applause for Daryl B. Mordecai.
Yeah,
thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Mr. Soup.
How are
it's
you
a
today?
Pleasure to be here
How
with you.
How are you today, Daryl?
Well, you know, I'm very, very happy. This is the big time.
Let me ask you something, Daryl. Did you ever work with Otis Redding or the Barclays?
Well, you know, Mr. Soup, I never had the pleasure of working with Otis, you know. But I do have a lot in common with the Barclays.
Really? What's that?
Well, I used to hang out in bars with a woman named Kay. Man, I love that lady. You know what I mean?
Listen, a lot of the folks have been writing in and want to know where they can see you and the band playing live.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's very nice. I got a schedule right. It's an itinerary, you know. That's what they mean, a schedule.
Yeah, I know.
Let's see now. Next Friday night, we're going to be out in Cleveland.
The home of rock and roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, where will you be playing?
Well, we're going to be playing at a place called, it's a club, you know, it's called the Kaiser Ebbtide. It's a mush wrestling night.
Mush wrestling?
You mean
mud wrestling, don't you?
No. I mean mush wrestling. You see, this place used to be a senior citizen home, and they got a lot of mush left over. You know, it's a gig. We do, you know, we play where we can.
Yeah, any other gigs?
Well, tomorrow we're going to be out in Wayne, New Jersey.
Yeah.
That's here on the East Coast, you know. And we're going to be at Nick and Rosie Papa's Eggs R Us Coffee Shop.
I can't believe you're playing at a coffee shop.
Hey, they feature the best Greek jazz in Wayne.
Well, what kind of jazz is that?
Hey, it's all Greek to me. I don't know. You know, we just play. It all works out. What the heck, you know.
How about next Saturday?
Well, that's a summer debut of our new gig called Szechuan Sunday.
Szechuan Sunday?
Yeah. See, every other Sunday. Isn't that in San Francisco?
Yeah.
That's what they're going to be calling this. It's a new jazz brunch.
Yeah.
And it's out at the fabulous Peking Duck West.
To Peking Duck West?
Yeah, you know, the combination Chinese restaurant and burlesque house. It's going to be a jazz brunch, you know.
Szechuan Sundays is a jazz brunch?
Yeah, it's hot jazz for cute fortune cookies.
Play, Daryl.
Yes, sir. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, don't touch that dial, because we'll be right back with more of our summer kickoff and Snoopy's joke of the day when Snoopy tells Moldy Oldies continues.
Okay.
Come on up to the back, share a beer between friends.
If you're looking for an imported beer with a crisp, clean taste, come on up to the beer Canadians call the Blue. That's Labatt's.
Come on up to the taste of Labatt's.
Labatt Importers, Darien, Connecticut.
Come on, Tommy, I'm your sister. Why can't I try out, too?
You can't hit the ball past the pitcher, that's why.
Think we'll be big enough next year?
I don't know, maybe. Mom says our Flintstones will help us grow up strong.
Why's that?
She says they got lots of vitamins.
I can just see me at first base now.
Hey, that's where I play.
It is now.
Your Flintstones kids. And growing.
And we're back. Snoopy Sales Moldy Oldie Show, and we're about to hear some Moldy Oldie one-hit wonders. But first, it's time for my favorite part of the show. And I understand that it's D.D. Sharp's favorite, too, because it's time once again for Snoopy's Joke of the Day.
Yeah! Yes! All right. Okay. It's a beautiful day in the park, and a young father is pushing a baby carriage in which a baby is screaming his head off. And as the father wheels the baby along, he keeps murmuring, "Easy now, Donald, just keep calm. Donald, steady, boy. It's going to be all right, Donald. Just relax, Donald. It's going to be all right, Donald." And then a mother passes by and says to the guy pushing the carriage, "Boy, you certainly know how to talk to an upset child, quietly and gently." And she leans over to the carriage and she says, "What seems to be the trouble, Donald?" And the father says, "Oh, no, he's Henry. I'm Donald."
On my mind, and you were on my mind. I got troubles, oh. I got worries, oh. I got wounds to bind. So I went to the corner just to ease my pain. Just to ease my pain. I got troubles, I got worries, oh, oh. I came home again. But I woke up this morning, and you were on my mind. And you were on my mind. I got troubles, oh, oh. I got worries, oh, oh. I got worries.
Spring of 1967, that was the number five song in the country, Western Union from the Five Americans, a one-hit wonder from Dallas, Texas. Hey, stay with us now for more Moldy Oldies. And coming up in the next hour, hey, I'll be talking to sculptor Lars Maven, who recently carved the entire Chicago skyline on the head of a long-distance operator.
Hey, it's Memorial Day weekend, and we'll spend summer in the city when Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies comes. continues. Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies. This hour, we'll talk about stuff we're not allowed to talk about. And now, here's the former choreographer for Archie Bell and the Trails, Soupy Sales.
Hey, thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. We've got some famous birthdays to celebrate this hour. We'll hear records released this week in Moldy Oldie history. And right now, though, let's kick off the summer of 1986 with some Moldy Oldie summer songs. And our salute to summer is brought to you by a guy who's been showing off his tan lines since 1963. That's Vito.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, you want to feel natural wearing a ring through your nose?
Yeah.
Want to learn how to intelligently accept the phrase, "Not tonight, I have a headache"?
Yeah.
Ever thought of becoming a full-time husband?
Well,
now you can, thanks to Vito's famous husband school, where their motto is, "If you give me some cash, I'll take out the trash." At Vito's famous husband school, you'll learn how to put your wife on a pedestal, especially if your ceiling needs painting. You'll also learn that a husband is nature's way of keeping your wife from arguing with strangers. As a future husband, you'll attend Vito's weekend ball and chain seminar, where Vito himself will teach you how to make your wife feel good. When she comes out of the shower, say, "Hey, I love that outfit. I saw one just like it in Playboy." Vito will even teach you husbands how to come home late at night with lipstick on your breath, and the little woman will never find out. Vito's famous husband school is as near as your telephone, so when we call, you better say yes, because remember, it ain't smart to say no to a man named Vito.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirty gritty. Spin down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. In fact, the heat, it'll be all right. And babe, don't you know it's a pity for days? Can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Just like you need, it'll be all right. And babe, don't you know it's a pity of the days? Can't you like the night in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city?
Poem by John Sebastian's brother, Mark, The Lovin' Spoonful, and the number one from the summer of 1966, Summer in the City. This summer is going to be a great time for TV. Just listen to some of these great TV shows
coming up.
Bible History.
Oh,
yes. On this edition of the Bible, a group of religious leaders from Detroit try to explain the miracles. Then in part two, they try to explain the temptation. Three's Company rerun.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Christy accidentally sets fire to her baby doll pajamas and cleverly puts out the fire by falling asleep on a popsicle. And how about Amazing Stories?
Oh, yeah.
This week, producer Steven Spielberg introduces an amazing story about a 7-Eleven store where English is the first language.
Our salute to summer continues with Eddie Cochran and Summertime Blues.
I'm a gonna raise a fuss, I'm a gonna raise a holler. About a working old summer just to try to earn a dollar. Every time I call my baby, try to get a date, my boss says,
no dice, son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime. Son, you gotta make some money. And if you wanna use a car to go a ride next Sunday. Oh, well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick.
Now you can't use a car, cause you didn't work a little.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called my congressman and he said, whoa,
I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Classic summer song from Martha Reeves and the Vandellas,
yeah.
Dancing in the Street.
Yeah.
It went to number two in late 1964.
Believe it or don't.
arguing with your wife is like trying to blow out a light bulb. Song from the end of 1965, yeah. California Girls from the Beach Boys. Yeah. We'll have some more summer songs a little later on the Moldy Oldie Show. Great. In our next segment, hey, we'll talk to the surgeon who tells his patients to eat before their operation because he hates working on an empty stomach.
Up next, what Gladys Knight and Bob Dylan have in common when Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies continues.
Here. gonna make your summer hotter than ever. With Lily, she's innocence run wild. Dusty, who's nicer than he'd like to be. Meg, more eager than she ought to be. And Holden, he's always ready and willing. Nothing can beat the heat of passion. Feel it weekdays on As the World Turns, 1:30 Eastern, 12:30 Central on CBS TV.
And we're back on Soupy Sales, Mo the Oldie Show. Here's Soupy.
All right, thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Now it's time for a look at some of the people who were born this week in moldy, oldie history.
Whose birthdays are we celebrating?
Well, would you believe today having a birthday? Joan Collins.
Ah. Oh,
and this week, Bob Dylan's birthday.
Dylan. Yeah.
John Fogerty.
Oh, yeah.
How about Gladys Knight?
Yeah.
Hey, one of my favorites, Patti LaBelle.
Yeah. That's terrific. All this week, huh?
Yeah.
Now, what if some of our listeners are celebrating birthdays this week? What have you got for them?
I'm glad you asked that. If you were born this week, you will observe National Cannibal Week. So be sure and have a friend for lunch. Make this a peaceful day. This would not be a good time to get into an intellectual discussion with your underwear. But today should be a colorful day for you. You'll talk till you're blue in the face, and you'll turn green with envy. And your wife will give you a black eye when she catches you red-handed with the girl in the orange dress. Do something crazy today, like walking into a bakery and sitting on a jelly donut.
Whoa.
Or maybe you could really get crazy and take off all your clothes at the express line of your local supermarket. But make sure your body doesn't have more than 10 items on it. And happy birthday to all of you out there from all of us here on the Moldy Oldie Show. Took that song to number one, but that was the original version of I Heard It Through the Grapevine.
All right.
Birthday girl Gladys Knight, along with the Pips from 1967. I'll get the door. I wonder who's at the door. Just a second. I'm on my way. Just a second. Oh,
hiya, fellas. It's Jerry and the Magic Coffee Wagon.
Hey, here's our coffee. Hiya, Jerry. How's everything?
I'm a victim of circumstance.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
Somebody called you on the telephone.
Oh, yeah? Did he leave a message?
He wouldn't tell me. He said it was too important.
Well, did he leave a number?
I think it was six.
Six?
Yeah. That's when you're supposed to meet him.
But where am I supposed to meet him?
He wouldn't say. He said it was too important.
Well, what did he sound like?
Very important.
Don't you remember anything else?
Slightly. He spoke with an accent.
What kind of accent?
He didn't say.
Well, I guess it isn't that important.
He did say something about life or death.
Did he say whose?
No, but he said he'd call back.
Did he say when?
No, but don't worry. If he calls back, I'll take the message.
Serve the coffee, will you?
Right, mate. The folks think that I'm crazy. They know that I have soul. I'm sorry we're out of eggs today, but I tried to make an egg roll. Don't just have a donut. We have food from exotic lands. Today I'm all out of frog's legs, but I have lots of little frog hands. Hello?
You're a great poet, Jerry.
Thank you. But when I was 5 years old, I wanted to be a doctor.
Yeah, why didn't you?
Because they wouldn't let a 5-year-old at the medical school.
Jerry.
Bye, Jerry.
Bye.
He was born Robert Zimmerman, this week in Duluth, Minnesota, 1941. In 1962, he changed his name to Bob Dylan. And in 1966, he had the number 2 song in the country. It was called Rainy Day Women, 12 and 35.
Thank you. time. Moldy oldie, soupy time.
On your radio,
and that's a real good sign.
Creedence leader John Fogerty was born this week in Berkeley, California,
right,
in 1945.
Yeah.
I'll get it. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Zay.
Yes.
It's Julian.
Hi, Julian. How are you?
Julian, Armina.
I know that, Julian.
You know your driver.
Julian, I know you're my driver.
What? Oh, that's right. I guess you do know that.
Yes, what can I do for you?
Mr. Sands, I'm going to be a little bit late today.
Why this time?
Well, I went to my doctor today, and he kept me waiting 3 hours. I just now got out.
Well, are you all right?
Well, he told me I got an unusual disease, the 9-year-old itch.
The 9-year-old itch? I never heard of that.
Me either. So I asked him. He said it's a disease that lasts 2 years longer than the 7-year itch.
You pick me up, Julian.
Yes, sir.
Coming up, a call to long-distance information,
oh, yeah,
and more summer songs when Soupy Sales' Moldy Oldie returns.
Come on up to the back, share a beer.
There are many good imported beers in this world, but your neighbor to the north brews one of the best. Labatt's, North America's great beer.
Come on up to the taste of Labatt's.
Great Canada, Canada's best. Come on up to the best, best Labatt's.
Labatt Importers, Darien, Connecticut.
Welcome back.
to the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show, and here's Soupy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Hey, coming up, we'll get the further adventures of Philo Kvetch. But first, we're going to hear some songs that released this week in Moldy Oldie history. Okay. And this segment is brought to you by Rent-A-Kid.
Oh.
Hey, listen, you like to hear the patter of little feet and big mouths?
Yeah.
Like to have a child around the house? Then when the day is over, pay him off and send him on his noisy way?
Yeah.
Why not call Rent-A-Kid and let them send over a child of your choice that you can rent by the hour, the day, or even by the minute? Every Rent-A-Kid will call you nasty names, disobey your orders, throw food on the floor, make crayon marks on the wall, and be obnoxious just like a child of your own, but with one big difference. When you've had it up to here, you can boot him into rear. Out the front door and back to your nearest Rent-A-Kid office. Just look in the yellow pages under Brat and look for the familiar picture of the big mouth with the dollar sign in the middle. Rent-A-Kid, member FDIC, close cover before striking, void where prohibited. If rash persists, see your doctor.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party, try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Thought Bunker took the message and they wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me if I'm in Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge.
Johnny Rivers and his first hit, a Chuck Berry song, Memphis.
Oh,
it was released this week in 1964 and went all the way to number two. Huh. Wonder who's at the door. I'll get it right. Just a second. I'm on my way. Hold it just one moment.
Oh, buenos dias, Jersey.
Hi, Claire. How's up, my favorite cleaning lady?
Oh, very, very
you
well.
You look muy bonito.
Oh, thank you. Gracias. Out of my way, please.
Claire,
yeah,
you can't come in because we're still
on
the air. You can't come in.
You're on the air.
We're on the air.
Oh, my big break. I tell you, I yelp.
Okay, tell me a joke.
Okay, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Dexter.
Dexter who?
Dexter has with balls of holly. Yeah. Yes, I get the job. Yes.
No, you don't.
Oh,
you're not getting in here, Claire. Please, please. Claire, you've got the broom handle up my nose. Please do that. Please, Claire.
I know you want to leave me. I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, please, for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. And you found a man, and you know it, you don't need me, girl. And you found a man, baby, baby, you don't need me, girl. Now I heard a quiet man, his hair
of a man with no sense of pride. But if I have to cry to keep you, I don't mind weeping if you will be by my side.
Ding-a-dang-dang-a-ding-a-dong-ding. Soupies.
In the event of something happening to me, there is something I would like you all to see. It's just a photograph of someone that I knew. Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know what it's like on the outside? Don't go talking too loud, you'll cause a landslide, Mr. Jones. I keep straining my ears to hear a sound. Maybe someone is digging underground. Or have they given up and all gone home to bed, thinking those who once existed must be dead? Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know what it's like on the outside? You're talking too loud, you cause a landslide, Mr. Jones. In the event of something happening to me, there is something I would like you all to see. It's just a photograph of someone that I knew. Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know what it's like on the outside? Don't go talking too loud, you cause a landslide, Mr. Jones.
And now, once again, it's time for the often ridiculous and sometimes dangerous adventures of Philo Kavej, world's greatest part-time private eye. Today's episode, So We Were Going to Death Island.
So we were going to Death Island. The mysterious lady had already made the plans. What was I letting myself in for? I decided to stop into my favorite bar, the Z. It was in back of the Y.
How's it going, Philo?
I don't know, Joe. I got to take a trip.
Bartender, how about a scotch?
Coming up. What do you want for a chaser?
Warren Beatty. How about a dance, big boy?
Why not? She was a great-looking dame. I thought I must be crazy going on a boat ride when I could be dancing the night away with this lady. So we hit the floor. She glided over the dance floor so easily like someone wearing ice skates. Then I looked down. She was wearing ice skates. It was going to be a baseball romance. She had all the curves, but I did all the pitching. You come here often?
Often enough.
Uh-huh. Want to come back to my pad for a nightcap?
Without vacillation, but with confident premeditation, I answer your manifestly derogatory proposal in the negative.
I don't get it.
That's right.
I paid the check and split. Who needed the problem of a great-looking lady? I had other things to do. All of a sudden, I felt I was being followed. I stopped and looked at the reflection on a store window. I was being tailed. I walked a little faster and ducked into a doorway. As the shadowy figure approached, I reached out and pulled him into the doorway. After I knocked him down, I took a closer look. It was a tall brunette from the bar. Hey, lady, you pulling my leg?
Why, do they need evening up?
Then she pulled a hair on her head and it came off. It was a guy.
Surprise catch?
Who are you? Before she could answer, a shot rang out. You shot bad?
You ever know anybody that was shot good? I got this burning feeling in my stomach.
You want a doctor?
No, an Alka-Seltzer. I think it's the pizza I had for dinner.
What's your name?
Sam.
Is Sam a sham? And if so, can the Pharaohs be far behind? Be with us next time when we'll hear Philo say...
I used to like Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. Whatever happened to them?
On the further adventures of Philo Kavech.
He'll never get out of this. Oh. That'll be the day. Yes, sir. The very first record for Buddy Holly and the Crickets. It was released this week in 1957. Coming up, we've got some more summer songs for this Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
Also, you'll hear the actual stereophonic sound of my engineer neutering all of the remaining Osmonds.
All right. And we're also going to go out west, where we belong, next on the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies Show.
The Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies Show is brought to you by Flintstones. America's kids are Flintstones kids, 10 million strong and growing.
Ma, look, these pants shrunk over the winter.
Wrong, big guy, you stretched. Which reminds me, you forgot to take this.
A Flintstone?
Uh-huh.
What's that got to do with stretching?
Everything. Flintstones has vitamins like A and C to help you grow and be healthy. Calcium, too.
Need it at home to stretch out of that pink, hairy sweater Grandma gave you.
We are Flintstones kids. And now you're strong.
And grow.
growing.
Come on up to the back, share a beer between friends.
If you're looking for an imported beer with a crisp, clean taste, come on up to the beer Canadians call the Blue. That's Labatt's.
Come on up.
Labatt Importers, Darien, Connecticut.
Welcome back. And here's the host of Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show, Soupy Sales.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Hey, listen, make sure you're all here next week for the Moldy Oldie Show, because we're going to have some very special guests.
Oh, really? Like who?
Lily Tom-Tom.
Lily Tom-Tom.
A talented comedian who does hilarious Indian jokes. And also we got Agatha Christie Brinkley.
Agatha Christie Brinkley.
A famous English novelist now married to Billy Joel.
She's good. She's
we
good.
Also Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke?
Uh-huh, former television star who was retired when he discovered he had webbed feet. And we've got Dick Clark Gable.
Dick Clark Gable.
Famous movie star of the 40s, but you can't dance to him.
California girls are really the most where they walk, and I walk, they trip, and I trip, they sing, and I sing, they fight, and I fight. Well, they're out there having fun in that one California sun. In old Frisco, a pretty little chick wherever you go, and they walk, and I walk, they trip, and I trip, they sing, and I sing, they fly, and I fly.
Soupy time, soupy time, soup, soup, soupy time, soupy time, soupy time, soup, soup, soupy time, soupy time, soupy time, soup, soup, soupy time, Moldy Oldie Show.
I'll be alone each and every night while you're away, don't forget to write. Bye bye, so long.
top three from a Paterson, New Jersey band, The Happenings, and see you in September from the summer of 1966. We'll see you next week on the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show, and here are some scenes from next week's show.
Professor Antonio Basile has a theory.
Does he think I'm insane? Oh, wait a minute. Eat those words. You've never liked me.
You can't stop me.
Well, here we are.
Why?
You're not afraid of me.
Kill me.
Yes.
No, I haven't.
I'd never liked you.
Good evening.
What do you want?
Kansas City.
Well, I...
This one.
Gladys.
At the corner, she drops the envelope in the mailbox.
Gladys.
I can't.
After fingerprints and many questions.
This one.
Gladys.
And now the doctor lies on the sidewalks. This is the man in black who conveys to you...
Gladys.
All that and more on next week's Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show. Hey, listen, thank you so much for being with us this week, and we hope to see you again next week. In fact, make it a habit every week to catch the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show. So until I see you next week, you have a great week. Take good care of yourselves. Remember, I love you. Big kiss. Bye-bye, everybody. This has been Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie, starring Soupy Sales, produced by Dan Fermento and Ben Manila for Radio Today. Executive producer Frank Cody. Recording technicians Gene Garnes and Betsy Torres. Special thanks to Paul DeVere, Rodney Bellazier, and Mark Humble. Soupy's jingles are performed by The Phantom. I'm Ray Dariano. Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies has been a presentation of NBC Radio Entertainment. Ha ha ha.